What's up, everybody? My name is Moses Mania, and this is Gladiator Power Talk. Welcome to the podcast. This is episode 3. I want to thank everybody for listening to last week's episode with Aaron Page and first week's episode with Grant Higa. This week, I will have Michael Downey on the podcast. Before I get into my guests and I get them on the phone, I just want to say a few things. First, thank you all for listening and also subscribing to this podcast. Second, I would like to thank my sponsors. First, my original sponsor, my longtime sponsor and good friends over at New Universal Order. New Universal Order is a clothing line for not just the wrestling fans, but the gym goers. Be comfortable in the gym with affordable gym wear at New Universal Order. I wear my hoodie everywhere I go. I have about 3 of them. They're comfortable, they're affordable, and I love them. My second sponsor, I would like to give a huge shout out to the great supplement company at Axe and Sledge. Axe and Sledge has all top quality protein, farm-fed pre-workouts, aminos, fat burners, T-boosters, joint support. Great, great guys over there. I've been on that team for about 2 months now. I can't say more than good things for them. I haven't had a product I haven't liked. They're good with customer service. They're good with everything. And to save some money on their products, you can use my promo code today at Menendez10, M-E-N-E-N-D-E-Z, 10. And save you some money on your next order. They have a sale going on right now. You buy a Shark Bite stack, that's the BCA pre-workout, and their new fat burner. You get a free Shark Bite t-shirt. It's orange. It's pretty cool. Mine's on the way. I can't wait to wear it and look very bright. Anyway, with that said, today on the show, one more thing before I get into it. This week, I was supposed to have Eddie Williams on. Eddie Williams couldn't make it on this week's show. Nothing on him, nothing on me, just the fact that the time in Australia is very difficult for us to get together on. They're about 13 and a half hours ahead of us, but we're working on it. He will be on the show. I am still in touch with Johan Ellis, who's supposed to be my original guest. He'll be on sooner than later. So I have some guests in the works, and then I'm working on more guests who I won't name, because it seems like every time I name somebody, this podcast is supposed to be a weekly podcast. It becomes a bi-weekly, whether it's a power outage or time conflict or whatever it is. So Michael Downey Jr. is from Ireland. He's outside of North Ireland right now. He's living in the UK. He holds the world record log press in Ireland. He holds the world record in the asshole press in Ireland. He's an SPD apparel athlete, and he's a very cool guy. We talked a lot over the last few weeks. He actually committed at the same time as Eddie Williams, but I was going to have Eddie Williams on first. And the whole time we've been talking, very knowledgeable guy, very big presser. So I'm looking forward to getting him on the podcast. So now we're going to get him on the podcast, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine. Welcome to Gladiator Power Talk. My name is Moses. What's up, Mike?
Okay, man, all good.
Awesome. How's everything today?
Cool, man. I'm just finished training earlier on. Just chilling out with the kids.
Yeah. I saw you were squatting earlier. Was that today or is that old footage?
That was today. That was this afternoon. Done some squatting yet.
Awesome. All right, Mike, so let's jump right into things. You are Ireland's strongest presser, so it looks like that's your main lift. But let's get into how did you get into strongman.
Repeat the question again, sorry, I shouldn't say it again.
How did you get into strongman?
Obviously, as a kid, you kind of watch it, on TV and stuff.
Right.
And then that's all I've been a part of.
Right.
So, the partisan,
call dropped. You there?
You hear me?
Yeah. You dropped out a little bit, but you're still there.
Yeah, so, losing my strongman or how I came about was, obviously, as a kid, you always kind of watch it on TV around Christmas time.
Okay.
And you're watching, it's very impressive to watch, but I done been a part of them in like my as a junior and then my early teens, and then the partisan just got a little bored and then there was a straw man event taking place at a local gym, you know, beside me. And I entered the show and then just kept murdered, kept doing it, competing and enjoying it ever since.
Okay. So how long have you been doing it?
Officially, I've been competing about, I'm 26 now, but 4 years on in.
Wow, so in 4 years you took the Ireland log press and axle press.
Yeah, I took the Irish log press record. There was a guy called Glenn Ross. He held it for a pretty long time, with 180 kilo. And then there was another guy called Sean Hagan. He then took it with 181. And then me and him went head to head for it. I pressed 182 for a new record. And then went on and pressed 185 in the same competition.
Oh my God!
And then ever since, just kept kind of increasing it, and then it'd be the same with the axle record. There was a guy from Dublin called Owen Graham. He held the axle record with 180 kilo. So at a show, I just went. It was actually a log and deadlift show, and they put the axle on it too. And after I log pressed and deadlifted, I then on the axle at the end and pressed 181 for a new Irish record. But I think fresh, now I can be pressed like maybe like 190, 195 at the moment.
Oh, wow.
Fresh.
Wow, that's big right there. So, going back and forth, how long ago was the record broken?
I took the Irish record, I think it was two years ago.
Oh, okay.
So, between a year and a half, two years, and I took it from, well, as I said, it was 181 kilo, and now I hold it officially at 183, so I've kind of put 12 kilo on it within kind of a year and a half, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I've pressed 2.5 in the gym, like on a log, and if a spec log and proper plates all went on a scale, but once again I think fresh and on a good day, if we head towards like maybe the 2.75, 2.10 mark, you know what I mean? I think that's some cable at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely on the fresh you could probably do it easily.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing log pressing's like that's your main lift, that's your favorite lift?
One-arm dumbbell press, or it's a log press, or it's an axle press, or kind of a barbell press. Eddie Hall, he holds the official one-arm British dumbbell record press with 124 kilo.
Okay.
And maybe like 3 months ago there, I pressed 125 kilo for an unofficial record.
Okay.
Pressed it, after a press it comes out, put it on the scale, 125 kilo. It was all on video, all recorded. To be honest, I didn't even train for it. I just kind of, I knew you had it, I said about me and giving it a go. And I spread the word about it, saying I want to try for Eddie Hall's record. A few like local papers got in contact, so I put a hype and stuff. And I went to the gym one day, and it was like maybe like 100 people all started watching it. Went up dumbbell, loaded up, and I pressed the 125, kind of with ease with early training. So that's what I was like too. Maybe if I focus on that, I was on a show or I was debated or something, I could press maybe a big number on that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. It seems like you're going away from the one-arm log press. It looks like they're going more into like squatting again and the log pressing, not just the dumbbell press.
Yeah, you need to have a good for the strong ones. You know what I mean? If I'm amazing that one event, and then the other events that I could have, then the big aren't, some athletes who aren't good at it, but they're all around okay at, then sometimes they'll actually do better, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Give so kind of trying to hit every angle where hit the squats, obviously, even though there's not really much squat and trauma, but still building a good foundation with deadlift, and then obviously a bit of fitness work too, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you got to be well-rounded, like you said, and you got to be more conditioned, which I think they're trying to challenge competitors now with the squatting being involved in Worlds this year, trying to make them more of an athlete all around.
Yeah, I think now, I think what they're doing is now they're kind of wouldn't say the heavy lifts in to see who's the strongest I've ever had, neither kind of lower the weights. And it's kind of like more like kind of fitness slash strength based. Instead of maybe a few years back, kind of like when Eddie Hall won the strongest man, the events are all strength based, you understand?
Yeah.
So now you need to have a fair balance between strength, fitness and stamina, where you like see, yes, you are being strong, you can still move, keep up, you feel fit.
No, yeah, I agree. Even this year in Worlds, when you watch World's Strongest Man, they started with the monster truck pull for everybody. And by the second day, you had all these injury updates. This guy hurt his leg. This guy tore a bicep. You know, I definitely see your point, and I agree with you. They're making it more well-rounded of a strength athlete.
If you even like in the monster truck seemed to be like a hard event. There was a friend of mine who for a show Siglas for sale. He's Icelandic. And he hurt himself on the truck pull, but I thought with the events in the final, there he should have had maybe that monster truck in the final, you know, as a harder event, rather than if you watch that kind of the overhead melee, everyone kind of done it with ease, you know what I mean? Everything was kind of debated on. All the events were debated on a second here, a second hour runner. If you watch like the Arnold Classic or even some previous World's Strongest Man finals, it boils down to who got more reps, right? And the events were kind of that I wouldn't say like diluted like weakness was, but that kind of low amount, it was all the kind of time. Like, so you won maybe 20 seconds, then I got like 19.8, then someone got 19.4. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I definitely mean that.
So that's showing me that the sport that they're doing is there. Obviously, it looks powerful on TV, but everyone can click everything, you know what I mean? But
yeah. Well, I went to the Arnold this year. I watched the World's Strongest Man. Obviously, everybody did. You know, it's like night and day. The Arnold is the heavier event. They make the Arnold seem much more serious than the Worlds. You know, they really should make the Worlds heavier. The heaviest thing this year at the Worlds was the yoke. The one yoke was the heaviest.
Yeah. For me, it's like, you have to kind of watch the stage in order to disrespect athletes too, but for me, it's like the Arnold Classic shows who the strongest human on the earth is.
Yes.
Because there's five or six events say over 2 days, and they're kind of a mixture. And then you have a frame carry, which is a moving event, but it's seriously heavy. Then you have a yoke, which is a moving event, seriously heavy. And then you have a log press, which is static, which is heavy. And then you have like maybe a Conan's wheel, so it's kind of a mixture of all events. You don't know what I'm really saying. Yes, it's on a stage, but there's still moving involved, understand?
Yeah, I definitely understand.
So if there's a set of farmers in at £100 each hand, any guy can run with those around, put them in the 4 or 5 hour band, we'll see who's the strongest, who's the fittest too, you know what I mean? But that's the show I'm impressed with kind of the most, you know what I mean? And I think that even the way that the athletes qualify for it, I think it's fair too, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I know what you mean. It's a lot. I know the Worlds is a lot longer than the Arnold. There's more events. There's more guys involved, and maybe they should make it a little different, make it more difficult to get into it.
I think maybe some of the for example, like the whale cards. So. They should be a bit more, I think, like really more 30 picked.
Yeah.
So, for example, if a guy puts a dream to you, then they're going to get a company, say, with America or Britain's or another show where a guy kind of missed out on the qualifiers afterwards and give him a spot, rather than give to a guy who hasn't done any qualifying for any of the camps in that association, you understand?
No, yeah, I understand completely. It's not right.
Mistake causes conflict in the vein and the sport, and then puts athletes off doing the sport. You know what I mean? That's really downfall I'd say the sport has. Is that there?
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm watching Giants Live take off because of that, you know. Giants Live is getting so much bigger, and I feel like the direction Giants Live is going in over Worlds is, you know, in 10 years, Giants Live will be bigger than World's Strongest Man.
Yeah, but I think the guys who young Jabs live, they're kind of the guys who run Murray, you understand?
That do what?
See, the guys who young Jabs live.
Yeah.
They also help organize World's Strongest Man.
Yeah. But they don't have the full run in the World's Strongest Man, so that's what.
No.
And you didn't see the difference in it.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, I think it's got to the stage where maybe they die. For like, obviously the World's Strongest Man over a couple of days, knowing the different kind of companies for the money for the TV and the money it generates. But I think for the sport to move forward, that they should really try and put it like a football stadium.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do it at a football stadium, not on the streets or anything.
No, like for example, instead of buying a ticket to go to LA or go to somewhere to watch a strongman for 2 days, and it's terrible because all of it, yeah. There's a link, and then you have to warm up, and then to do one event, then there's an hour about 2 hours later. Why not put it into a football stadium where 50,000 or 60,000 people there? They left football game is, and people pay tickets to go and watch the show and let them do six events, and then it's being recorded live. Like a football match for me, then people can have the option of buying a ticket to watch it live or watch it on TV.
No, yeah, I agree.
You know, it would mean that the sport would obviously get more recognized around, if you ask. I know that strongman, people know strongman is because of Christmas, because it's on the TV at Christmas, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we actually got it here in the States early this year. Normally it comes around Christmas time for us. This year we got it not even a month after World's finished.
What was the viewing on it?
The viewing?
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. You know, they had a lot of people there. It was good viewing. But you know, nowadays you know the ending already. You know, I knew who won 5 minutes after Martins won. I knew already. It was already on Instagram and YouTube. Yeah.
But it shows you too, like, where Martin's place in the Arnold Classic?
Second.
Right, so second. So that's kind of even enough. He'd end on the Jan Slave Wembley last week, where he came third, yeah?
Yeah. And he made a big comeback last week at Giants.
Yeah, he did. But some people will say that Harrison, like, maybe the key when the words, he doesn't think he doesn't win the Arnold, or he doesn't win that show. But at the same time, too, the complete afterwards, which he did in the foreign country, like the UK, the flag bag and stuff, his body be kind of beaten up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and also, I don't think he was originally listed for that show. It was really last minute.
Yeah. I think him and Kalis Koski, the police guy?
Yeah.
I think they're the future.
Kalis Koski is the future. He just has to work on his deadlift. He's very fast. He's a very fast carrier. But his deadlift is just his weak point.
Yeah.
But him, Martin's definitely the future. And Eddie Williams is another one who's an up-and-comer.
Yeah, how old is Eddie Williams?
Eddie Williams, I think he's younger than Martin's.
Right, strong guys.
No, yeah, definitely strong guys. But I mean, you're 26 and you're strong, so you're right there. You're in it. What's your end game in this? Do you want to be on the Arnold Classic and the World's Strongest Man one day, or?
I'm doing strong on, say, 4 years, but in the 4 years, like, I know guys are competing 10 years and they still call themselves, like, they still compete in novice and beginner shows. My second strongman show was like Ireland's Strongest Man, like this heavy show in my old company. That was my second ever strongman show. Just a kid, just winning, couldn't have had this stuff. So, for me, I always pick the shows that were going to progress me as an athlete, as a person, and better myself, rather than if I compete in shows every week and win them, like novice shows, yes, you'll have a lot of trophies there, but you're not getting better, you're not getting experience, you're not getting stronger.
No, you're not. You know, me and I had Aaron Page on last week, and we talked about it. It's like saying, I'm going to cut weight for this event. Nobody cares about how many trophies you win at a novice level. Nobody cares if you're a lightweight strongman. They want to know who's the biggest, baddest guy out there. That's what it comes down to.
My my end goals were strong, but to be honest with me, is don't get me wrong. If like were strong, if man come up and I got in it, I would go to it. But the same with the Arnold Classic. But my goal in strongman is to take the world record on the log press.
Okay.
Some people may look and say that's far fetched, but I believe myself that with like 2 years of good training, I could do it, because where I've came so far, kind of like log press, maybe 2.5 years ago, 170, and then 180, then 181 there a year and a half ago for the Irish record. Now I'm doing 200 plus training.
Yeah.
So I believe with 2 years of smart training, the right support, that I am doing. But the thing about me is, I have two children. I work 6 nights a week to provide my kids.
Yeah.
So I'm not a lucky guy where I get paid to do strongman and just lift weights.
Yeah, that was the case. You'd be a hero right now.
Yeah, for me, strongman started. It's for me. It's family work, then strongman. Rather, if I had money and I was getting paid, that would be strongman number one to achieve my goals. But I just believe with a few other years here and there, I believe with 2 years good training, I'd definitely give the long press a good go, and then I'm convinced that I can take the actual world record. Definitely a world record for me. I would come in history books by saying, like, this guy Marlon, he held the world longest record.
Yeah.
Put your name in the record books, Aaron. Just for me to end strong on the go, yeah, this guy Marlon was the world's strongest man, but you can have a dictionary with thousands of people's man, you understand?
Yeah, I understand.
So that's what kind of main goal is to will be a world record. And for me, is I only kind of took training properly, maybe in the past like 6 to 8 months of my strongman journey so far. Before that, I was just fucking just winging it.
Yeah.
Just doing what I wanted when I wanted, being lazy, wasn't eating properly, just eating wrong food at the wrong times, going to the gym, doing a couple of sets and leaving. And now, going to the gym, I'm working hard, I'm recovering, I'm eating better, my sleeping's better. So I'm more focused and determined on what my goals are within the sport.
You're more dialed in now.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's what it comes down to, is being dialed in. If you're not dialed in, you won't do anything in this sport.
That's it, then. A bit of good luck, a wee bit of luck too helps, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And when you're not dialed in and dieting right, injuries are going to come, and then that's it. The sport will cut you real fast.
Yeah, I understand. You go from hero to zero in one show, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what the goal is.
Well, I mean, you're right there. You're on the path. Like you said, you're going up. You went from 180 to 190. Now you're 2-0. And, you know, when you get in front of that crowd, also, the adrenaline goes through you. That's going to add on some more kilos right there.
Yeah, I believe, like, I was on the world's highest ever press in Britain.
Okay.
You've Graham Mix 1, Eddie Hall 2, Luke Stuckman 3, and then me 4. Those guys are going to be there longer than I am. They double the figures I'm going to be. So we're meeting to be there.
Yeah, for you to be in the fourth with that company is huge.
Yeah. Well, the fourth, every guy ever lived in Britain ever, I'm the fourth strongest shooter ever. So for kind of me to be kind of only taking it serious the last kind of 6 to 8 months and for what I've done, and then obviously the whole Irish long record, and then the world and all the challenges came about there, and never got an invite, was kind of, it was a bit of this heart, you know, watch.
Yeah.
At the same time, I went over to the show and the organizer gave me some free tickets, which was good. I went to watch it, and I had guys come up to me and say to me, why are I competing for and blah, blah, blah. But it was good to see other people see it too, but for sure, I'll make sure that I know this year to get them in, and I'll be sure there too to put up a huge number in front of a big crowd, because I know I can do it.
Yeah. But, you know, them not inviting you shows the competitors that they shouldn't invite you, and there's other people talking, and they should be inviting you. If you're fourth, they shouldn't be inviting you.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, well, as I say, that's kind of the bit of politics regarding the sport. Like Laurie Wheeze, a lot of people like are kind of mixed opinion. Yes, he is a very strong guy, right? And he's stronger than most. And yes, he has a big social media background. But for him to kind of get an invite to the World Knowledge Championships, I can name you 10 guys off the top of my head who are stronger than him in law prison and never got an invite. You understand?
No, I understand. That's what I'm saying. That for them seeing you on the sideline and they see a guy like Larry Wheels come in, it gets people talking, and it's a good thing that people saw you and said something, because now everybody's going to start talking about it. And, you know, the Larry, you know, being an American, Larry Wheels is everywhere over here, social media. Everybody wants to be like him.
Yeah.
You know.
He is a freak, too. And one thing about him is he's a poster boy because he looks the part, too. He has the muscles and the abs.
Yeah.
He's good up and he's strong. So instead of having kind of a fat guy who's strong, he's strong and looks the part, which is a selling product. You understand?
It brings eyes to the sport, yes.
I understand. So I understand their decision as a business way. But from a competitor's way, you find it's hard. But for sure, it just makes you stronger, come back and want it more.
Yeah, it gives you that drive to beat that person, and it'd be better.
Yeah, I understand, but he's a strong guy, and I wish him well in the future of a strong one. It's not even towards him, but it's just that's the way the sport can be at times, you know what I mean? The kind of the corruption.
Yeah. And, you know, with him, he's a strong guy. I just hope he does something good in the sport. You know, I've seen him go from powerlifting to bodybuilding to now strongman. And, you know, he's hopping around wearing many different hats. I just hope he does something in the sport.
Yeah, there's kind of no excuse why he won't do well, because it's like, for example, if he starts strongman tomorrow, okay, and you have to do everything yourself, right? And because he's kind of a social media inspiration to people, and this famous guy. Once people heard he was doing strongman, all the kind of reporters were contacting him because of who he is. And then what they done was they started obviously paying for his flights over to England to train in the gyms on the strongman equipment. He travelled the days now to train with Thor for weeks. He then travelled to Dubai for the WUS competition. So that's kind of the perks, you know what I mean? So he's kind of got to get the golden ticket to the top. Rather, for a normal guy like me and you, it would take years of dedication.
Oh, yeah.
And thousands of pounds. They there around because of what he is, he's got the gold ticket. You don't understand?
I understand completely. You know, he gets to go to Thor's gym and train with Thor. I'd have to ask you to come on my podcast and pick your brain. You know?
Yeah.
That's how it works for some people.
But that's the world we live in. If I was him, I would be complaining. You know what I mean? So, that's far better than you, you know what I mean?
No, I think he's doing everything right. He's not complaining. He's keeping his head down, you know, because there are trolls and haters out there on him, and he's just letting them do what they do. So
I think he has huge potential. But it's same huge potential, but you're seeing on the social media. I haven't seen him yet.
Yeah.
Involved in a strongman heavy show. He's only done one show, one proper strongman show. It takes you to kind of go over to see what could his body hold up the size of ants, or could he's got that much, he's that much muscle mass, was biceps hold up, was weight to weight half, you know what I mean? Because he's muscles all over the place. He's kind of much body fat on, so when he could up to a heavy, heavy show or say the Arnold Classic, you know what I mean? Do you think he could get one with seven or kind of you put it back with it turns him?
No, yeah. He should definitely put some fat in the gut. That's what he needs to do.
But it'll be a. I think he has huge potential. I think he's young. I think he brings a lot to the sport. Because, as I said, he's muscles, he's good looking. People buy tickets to see him, he's too taller. So I think he's going to help the sport grow. So it will be interesting to see what way he turns it around.
Yeah. I agree. So this is my every podcast question. I'm new. I'm a powerlifter transforming into strongman. What advice would you give me? What should I work on the most?
So you're a part of the woman in the strongman?
Yeah.
for me, I would say that you all have a good foundation. For me, I was always kind of, I always preferred a squat more than the deadlift. At one point, I actually squatted more weight than I actually could put off the floor. So for me, it would be kind of build good foundation. If you're going to do a strongman, yes, you can bench press, but it's more than anything with a strongman. So there's no bench press. So you then want to practice on overhead hip presses. For example, military press, push press, kind of press, you understand?
Yeah.
So you want to build up your shoulder power for like block press or dumbbell. So I would say focus more on getting overhead than about bench. And then what I would say would be is focus on obviously your compound exercises, like if you're especially your deadlift. And then of course you're squatting. Squats and strongman, but squats and strongman is as much as it is with a deadlift. You know, you have deadlifts, kind of actual deadlift, normal deadlift, you have car deadlift, and then you have farmer's walks, which are similar to you. So what's any work hard on your deadlift, and then obviously after deadlift then make like your squat is the third priority where you're kinda keeping your glutes and your back and your legs and everything tight. And also keep your fitness. I would be advised to work hard on your overhead and your deadlift, and then obviously try and stay fit too for the moving events.
Okay.
And it's all about smart training too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't try and run before you can walk. So, for example, you want to try and learn all the technique regarding the farmer's walks, which way to pick them up, which way to move them, the shape of the yoke, your feet position, your hand position. Try to learn everything first before you start putting comfortable weight on or you get injured, you know what I mean? And just work on speed and rotation, put your confidence up. And then obviously over a period of time you'll then have different weight goals. You'll say to yourself, like, I want to achieve my first 100 kilo log press. So then you'll work towards achieving that, or I want to do my first 300 kilo shimmyo for 20 meters or farmer's walk or other stones, you know what I mean?
No, I get it completely.
And what I would do is to never be one dimensional. What I do is if I say is, do you black and white, don't take my word for it's black and white, you understand? Listen to be open minded and ask for different opinions from different athletes. What works for you, and trying to see what works for you, because what worked for me may not work for you, you understand?
Oh yeah, completely.
And that'll be my advice. Yeah, just obviously you make sure you get that you're one of the best things you ever have in your body, whether it's SPD or whatever kind of support you were, and that's very important to you. And then obviously just make sure your sleep is on point and your food, and then most importantly just enjoy it and be honest with yourself too. There's no point if you're one of the strong man, you want to start off, obviously everyone wants to be where the strongest man, but feel that potential. There's other people who have that potential. There's guys who haven't got potential to go out and spend thousands of pounds on their supplements or whatever else, and they're never going to go anywhere. They're in their body, and they're in their families, and so that's where you have to be straight with yourself too, and know where your limit is, and know what you actually want to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would be my advice. And just enjoy it. You'll meet new people, and it's a good sport, you know, and it helps in everyday life.
I agree with that. It is a great sport. Helps out a lot. And thank you for the advice. I love the advice you give. Everybody has different advice, and I take everybody's advice with me where I go.
Yeah.
And a good base is a very good advice. What type of supplements are you taking right now? Are you taking any?
I take, for me, I won't be like kind of a big supplement user. See, I might do like, I weigh maybe like 155 kilo. I'm like, you know, 6 foot, guys tell me, fuck, you must eat a lot of food, but I don't. I'm kind of a small eater. I would eat maybe max like 3 meals a day, and then just take obviously my whey protein as much as I can. I wouldn't take over lids every day, but I try to, and then sometimes I'm feeling tired from the day before, maybe some pre-workout, but I wouldn't take pre-workout lids because I don't want to get immune to it, you know what I mean?
Right. So you only eat 3 times a day?
Yeah, that'd be a good day. That's me being honest with you. If you see me in person, you'd say, that's not true, you can't eat that for the safety. But that's me being honest with you. Like, today I've had, on the way to train, I had like some meat and some bread on the way to training. And then obviously, when I'm training, I'm drinking out of fluids. And then I come home from there, I had some chicken and rice for bread. So moving I went to work. I might have something to work. I work from 9 PM to 3 AM. So I might eat something to work, or when I finish work, we have about a snack. So yeah, three meals a day max for me. And I feel good with that too.
Okay. You look like a big guy. You let you eat like 5 meals a day, but that's the best part on this. I ask people about their diets all the time, and it's always a different answer. Always.
Yeah. I'm an honest guy. Some guys that want to say, yeah, I'm honest. I eat 70 meals a day, but some of them are doing it, some are full of shit. They're like the of a few fairy tales, but for me, it's, yes, I'm a big lad. Coming from these 500 in the kilo, for me, it's I eat 3 meals a day. And that's, I feel good. If you said me eat 5 meals a day, I fall asleep. Do I eat? I want to sleep. No. What kind of food is, you understand?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I'm the same way. I can't eat more than 4 meals a day. Then I'm droggy. I'm sleepy. I'm always looking for the coffee.
Your body kind of function to do your everyday life. Your body's just functioning just to digest that food. And it's even me too. Like before I go to train, I would eat something very small. You said to me, let's go to make me before we train 2 hours. I couldn't train. I need to go to the gym, with a small stack of me, lots of fruits during the season, and that's why I feel the strongest, man. And I'm the hungriest that they achieve and do well. And if you said to me, we're only like, fuck here, I was going to go home, go to bed.
Yeah. And put you right to sleep.
Yeah.
So when's your next event you're eyeing up?
I'm competing in Lithuania in 3 weeks.
Oh, wow, okay.
So I got an invite to do an international show in there to represent Ireland. I'll be the first. There's a competition on there, it's an international show. It's been going from 1993, so I'll be the first ever Irish guy to get an invite to compete.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I've been training hard, I've trained events hard, so they pay for my flights, my hotel, and my food, and there's prize money too, so... I'm going to train hard for that, go out there, get me off, compete in that, and then I fly back home. And then 4 weeks after that, there's a thing called the Scottish Fitness Expo. And at that, there, you have the European Longlands Championships. Where I came third of them last year. Zvikas won. Stoneman came second, and I came third. So I want to go there and press a huge log, hopefully.
Yeah. So you got a busy schedule coming up then.
That's it. Maybe the next 2 months will be busy for me, and then after that I'm waiting on a date for Ireland's Strongest Man, which will qualify me for Britain's again.
Okay.
And then after that I'll take a bit of time off, get married in June.
Oh.
So I'll probably after if I win Ireland's and qualify the Britain's in January, after that I'll be meeting the rest of the year off to focus on family and maybe take a wee bit of weight off and get a bit fit. A bit better looking for the win for the photos.
That's great, man. Congratulations.
Are you?
No, you're welcome. And with the log press, I'm looking forward to seeing it. So the log press will be at Scottish Fit Expo?
SFN Scottish, it's the Scottish Fitness Expo.
Okay.
And I got it. So that's a massive expo. It's basically like the Arnold Classic, only it's in Scotland. And in that, the different kind of sports of bodybuilding, CrossFit, but in the strongman part, they run the European Longlands Championships.
Okay. So what are you training more for, the event or? The log life.
At the moment, every Tuesday, I'll travel an hour from home and I'll train the 6 events which are in the Lithuania show. You understand?
Yeah. What events are in the Lithuanian show?
So every Tuesday, a competition for me. You have log press for reps. You have farmers walks 20 meters and the super yoke 20 meters. You have to load 6 kegs on the platform. That's the third event. Atlas Nova reps is the fourth event, chain carry, fifth event, and then the sixth event, what's the sixth event? The sixth event is arm over arm.
Okay.
So I'll train them for events one day a week, so that I competition every Tuesday, and then on a Saturday or Sunday, I'll then go and do my heavy log work from the the Chiefs.
Okay.
So it's kind of trying to pick for two shows a month apart, understand?
Yeah, that. It's difficult, but not that difficult. It sounds like you have a good game plan on.
I have a good game plan. I'll be interested to see the work. If it was just, going for the long, I wouldn't do any other shit. I'd just do long press if I'm on static power and maybe try and maybe say the same way, but build a bit more static power because it's a static event. But because the show is a fitness endurance one, it's kind of hard because you're doing all that on the Tuesday, which is the second event, taking a few days to recover. And then obviously on the Saturday, you're going to try to do your heavy log. But I think I'll still hit a good number with the log press.
Yeah. So now for a log press championships, is that how does that work? You just go, you start at a number and work your way up, or you guys have to pick the numbers you're going to press?
So the European log press, normally what you do is you go and you'll pick like three lists.
Uh-huh.
But when you're kind of like, big Z throws there, myself and a few other guys, because we're 100 pounds, so it's heavyweight. I'm really pick three lists. We're going to be sitting about all day till the rest of the guys finish. So usually the ladders jump in and do as many lists as I like on the platform to warm up, you understand?
Right.
So, and maybe end up doing like 4 or 5 lists, which is good.
Okay.
Means you're not getting cold and you're familiar with the platform.
Yeah. That's good. Coming in third, so that has you looking for you're looking at first this year. You're really focused on that first place this year.
What's that for the Europeans?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I believe I go in there, no injuries, fully fit, everything good, the main family doing all good. I believe I can press a huge number.
Okay. Now, how far is that from where you live now, the European log press?
The European log press is on September 22nd.
Yeah. September 22nd.
September 22nd.
And then Lithuania is in August?
No. Lithuania is August the 23rd.
Oh, okay.
And then the Europeans is a month later, which is September 22nd or 23rd. It's like 4 weeks apart.
Okay, that ain't bad. That's good.
Good.
Sounds good. And now you're sponsored by SPD. Any other sponsors you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah, I want to shout out to Avanti Style Tag. They're based in Ireland. A guy called David Kelly. Really supportive. Just like, come on board and sponsor me with kind of whey protein, amino pre-workout, flapjack bars, t-shirts, anything I can need, supplements. He's really supportive. I'm going to stay in touch with regular basis, which is good. He's kind of calling me up here, any more protein. He's really good around some sponsors you have. You kind of chase them for like a t-shirt or run another hand. He's really good. And then also I have a butcher's called Mega Tommy's Butchers in Belfast. They give me like some free meat every week, and also if I need more meat like for the family, they give me a discounted rate, which is good.
That's awesome.
So those people like that, the SPD provide my kit. It's the best kit you can wear, and then they have a good supplement company, and then obviously like, it helps you with the meat. It makes that a little bit easier, you understand?
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. But all right, Mike, it's been great talking to you. Thanks for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate it. I said it'd be like 45 minutes. We're at the 40-minute mark. I don't want to keep you too long with the kids and the family. And
yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Maybe get back on in the future.
Definitely.
Somewhere goes, we'll talk about more. It's good talking to you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I really enjoyed it. Thank you for the time and everything. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. I'll take care and I'll speak to you soon, okay?
Yep, you too.
All the best, bye.
Thank you. Bye. And there we have it. That was Michael Downey, Ireland's strongest log presser. He's a good guy. We talked a lot. Can't say enough about him. He's been nothing but great. We talked a lot since he said he'd come on. He wants to come back on already. That's the type of guy he is. And, you know, that's the thing in straw man. You get these guys who live normal lives. They're not like being a straw man. If you notice on this show, it's not like a wrestler that they just have to do it, or a baseball player. They're professional athletes that work full-time jobs, that bust their ass to go out there and do what they love to do. And, you know, you got guys like Michael Downey, who has kids at home. He works 6 days a week, and he drives an hour every Tuesday to do his events. And that's the type of people I love having on this podcast, is they go out there and get the fucking job done, and they don't throw a little pity party for themselves about how life sucks. So I hope everybody enjoyed this podcast. Give me a listen. Give me a subscribe. On iTunes, you can write me a review. Tell me you like me. Tell me you hate me. I'd appreciate it. You can follow me on YouTube, Moses Mania TV. I have a new vlog coming out shortly. I'm editing it. I take a few weeks off because of the podcast, since there's a lot of things going on in life. But that's not an excuse. And just thank you all for listening. Have a good day.